recommendation from Jeremy Tite that we move toward identifying services that this task force would like to engage in order to move forward our mission, and he proposes that we move toward drafting a request for proposals from suppliers of those services to keep this planning activity going. And Jeremy, you want to speak further to that?
Mr. Chair, thank you. We did provide a quick report, and I have copies of it here if anyone needs it, regarding the funding status. I think our recommendation was more so that this task force needs to decide what deliverables or needs it has going forward in future meetings to make decisions, and then what entities could provide that, which would dictate the scope of work that Milwaukee County can develop and write for this entity. So there's kind of two elements I could discuss real quick. One is, well, three really, an existing grant contract, as you mentioned, where they have deliverables that we've been in conversation with them. And part of those deliverables are recommendations of what they think the task force needs going forward and the products they produce to move in that direction. So with laid over items, we can still head in that direction. I think it's actually could behoove us to move a little more strategically in that direction to do it in the manner that we are. The second would be that there's $120,000 the board has allocated for this task force's use. Now, in order to free some or all of that money, we would need to probably via the Parks Department create a resolution that states what we plan to do with those funds. And so, that again, comes back to that scope of work. If that's what's needed, if there are efforts needed outside of the scope of the staff of Milwaukee County or those on this task force, we would need to garner that information to provide a draft scope of work next meeting. My recommendation would be to provide that draft scope of work to this body. So part of what Grape was here to present tonight, and can present at a future date, along with the recommendations that will come out of the final scope of work, we should be able to put everything together to develop that scope of work. I feel it'd be a little quick to have that final iteration that's going to the board in the next meeting or two, but what we can do is put together the plan and the resolution of what the task force needs, and then put that out for solicitation once the money is free. When the board approves us to use the allocation for the efforts that we choose, and assuming they do approve, that's when we can solicit proposals from vendors. Does that answer your question, Mr. Chair?
I'm unclear, Jeremy. What are you suggesting?
In order for Milwaukee County Engineering to move forward, we need to understand what the task force would need in the future. And my recommendation coming to this meeting was that you're going to need the information Grape is presenting to do that. So if we are laying over that process, I believe we're pushing back one more meeting, developing that scope of work of what you think you need. Unless anyone here is prepared to tell us what we need the next upcoming period. I think the focus should be on the task force receiving the information, steering the direction of the project before we discuss bringing someone on board. Does that help?
Yeah. How long would it take to go through the discussion development document and engage the plan?
It's going to be significant, personally.
Yes, I think it raises a whole lot of issues for us from looking at it. I didn't get the most recent version of it until late last night, but it's caused me to give some thought to where we are now in terms of an overview. I think we may be farther back in this process than we are planned to move forward with numerous community engagement presentations of merits. I think we're still looking at the phase of feasibility stage of determining feasibility of any one of the options. I'm also finding it very difficult to get my head around trying to think about the feasibility of three or four or five different, quite significantly different options all at once. We don't yet know what the factors are that would go into restoring and repairing the domes in their current location with expanded, you know, programming and maybe supplemental facilities to do it. We don't know about that option. How can we go out in a community engagement plan and get any kind of very meaningful information from the public or about moving the domes to somewhere else or changing to conical domes instead of geodesic domes? The county executive recently was reported saying that domes should move out to the zoo, or should they go to the botanical garden, or if they do, how, what do those location changes mean? What are all the implications of having the greenhouses here and a conservatory somewhere else? We're going to move the greenhouses we just built, you know. So, and to try to make sense out of all of those at once, trying to come up with three options to present simultaneously, I think is just a real challenge for us. It seems to me we would do better to just keep focusing on evaluation of the one option that we know we're going to want to consider, and that is keeping the domes here, but, you know, repairing them and seeing them. Then we'll have a baseline that we can then move to, well, if we change the location or we change to new totally new construction, then we'll have a solid sense of where we are. Look at how long it took us just to get a more clear picture of the current operations, say nothing of the future operations, with all, when all the assumptions were staying here with these domes. We didn't with Sandy, we didn't talk at all about changing the basic structure. I'm just sharing with you what my concern is about how we're proceeding.
Can we hear Bill from Greg? Just very briefly, what's where you're at, what you're thinking about the next step? Is that appropriate?
Yeah, I think it might be helpful, and it may be helpful for us to have had this discussion before asking for input about how do we proceed to follow up on what the analysis and the work that they've done. Don, first.
I'd like to agree with your comment. I think that we have a facility and we need to do this to have more information.
We need to have more information about the facility here, and we need more information that we don't have about the cost of restoration. We really don't have final figures on that yet. And look at what the feasibility of increasing revenue, increasing marketing, increasing attendance is for this facility.
And to fill in the picture, the revision of the cost estimates for rehabilitating this facility in its current conformation are now available. A copy is, Jeremy's brought a copy. It's not in a form where it's easy to share with us, but it will be electronically available in a day or two. And it seems to me we could receive that as that report and then schedule a time to review it, and probably have a meeting pretty exclusively about the rehabilitation options and costs of this facility, and try to keep from having all the other variables interfere. Then we had a special meeting about that. Then we could go back to looking at where we are with respect to community engagement and marketing analysis of this facility's impacts and its potential impacts on community, on the economy, on the neighborhood, on the evaluating the importance of this site, you know, in a lot of things. They keep saying location, 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 you know, if we change location. But I think if we try to do it all at once with two or three amorphous, we won't get very good input from the public. I was thinking about going to one of these sessions and having presented to you. What do you think about moving the dome somewhere else? What do you think about completely redesigning what they look like? What do you think about restoring one but doing something else with the others? Well, I think I would respond the way we see from some of the report we have. Well, I guess it depends on how much it costs. I mean, it depends on how it relates to other things. And, you know, I think we're going to have to provide much more guidance in engaging with the public than just putting out sort of very general concepts. And I'd say I really like having a conservatory, and if it has to be somewhere else, fine. What is that? What do we gain in terms of community input from that kind of response? And if you'll get that kind of response, because we're not giving enough detailed information to get a more carefully thought through response. Okay?
I agree that you know, we may be a bit premature, but I don't want to overthink this. What we're after is a menu of options, and those options are limited. You know, they include rebuilding this facility. They include building something entirely new, you know, off-site or here, or doing nothing. You know, so when you boil it down, it gets more simple, and now we have at least some idea of what the pocketbook looks like, you know, what the options are for funding. So that's useful bottom line information. You know, I think we need to know what the costs are associated with the other options and then kind of move forward. If we slice and dice this too finely, we're going to be here for the next 4 years.
I agree that in the background, those are the basic sort of variables that we're contending with. Right? But I would have a hard time answering the question completely new facility affordable when rehabilitation isn't? How would you answer that if you don't even know what the cost of rehabilitation is and you haven't looked at that first?
So
we have to get that.
Okay.
And then that's what we bounce off with respect to the other options.
How close are we to having those numbers?
The numbers are
we have it as the topic we're going to face this weekend.
Yeah.
So everyone should have it.
We may be farther along than we realize.
Yeah, there's an incredible amount of information that our team has gathered in terms of community engagement, and a lot of those scenarios you're discussing, what do other conservatories cost to construct, is within those briefs. So I think the table is set. It's just, as we've seen here tonight, it takes a long time to get this information over on it. So we could do the engineering report next, if the task force desires. We also need to sooner than later, I believe, get to the reports that Drake has presented and all the community engagement data they have, survey data, because it may help us in that. It may be very simple, but it may help us in that. Can we hone it in? We need a conservatory, we need it in this location. Okay, we're honing in now. Now when we can really step in with that RFP and that money I mentioned to say, here's our parameters, we work with them, and we can get to a design competition or something for that form. You know, and put out priorities, as in a priority is retaining the structure or something else. You know, we need just to find the box. And I think we're moving in the right direction to do that. And they have a lot of information to help us with that.
I'd like to suggest that there's still a lot of information that I don't think we have, and I don't know that anyone is collecting that information. I think when we're looking at numbers and profit and loss, we're not looking at the economic impact of the facility, of the amenity, and we need that information, I believe. So I think if we could request an economic impact study, that would be good. I also think we need a real case study comparison that looks at how other institutions that are similar, so not failing, but where the math doesn't look like it's going to work. Let's look at what other institutions did. For instance, the City Arch River Park in St. Louis, or the Garfield, I think it's the Garfield Conservatory in Chicago. You know, those are similar institutions that have been successful, are being successful, and why don't we look at how did they do that? And I guess I would like to also say that I think that the information needs to come from, needs to come directly. An economic impact study should be an independent study done by people with expertise in that area. I think that for our committee, for all the work we're doing and our time, we want to be sure that the result has credibility. And unless we get information from independent sources, I'm afraid it's going to look like there is a predetermined decision. And I think we want to avoid that possibility at all costs for this committee.
Well, are we reaching some sort of a sense that we should schedule a next meeting fairly soon to review the engineering update report? I think that'll give us a lot more understanding of what else we need to learn about and know about and how to get it. I'm hearing several different requests for assistance, and they might come from different people. An economic community benefit assessment might be done by somebody very different from somebody who would help us gather together case studies and from similar organizations and compile them, and may be very different from somebody who would follow up on technical, architectural, and engineering problems. So we may end up not just one request for proposals, but we might have various packages of things that we identify we need that we would request assistance from outside. Is that because we always want to be sure we match? If we put too many eggs in one basket for assistance, then you're asking, and then you say, well, gee, those people aren't experts in this, that, or the other. So, okay, so I just want to introduce that concept of possibly having chunks that we would.
And I'm looking at the tables at all.
Request assistance.
I'm able to address exactly what we're getting to regarding the real quickly, with how that would work. If someone would make a motion that we want to seek that type of professional service, we would go to the board with that information as well, and we would bring some folks in to do that. So I think you're exactly right. We have to really clearly define what we're after before we exercise the community professional service.
Yeah, if there's one conclusion, I think since the agenda was too ambitious for the evening, but I think the things that were helpful were finding out how the domes operate, getting some sense of what the nuts and bolts are financially, and I would say those next two items, kind of what are the comparables and the world out there, and what is the cost for business continuing as we are here, you know, kind of restoring the domes, those would be most helpful. I think that gets us to narrowing down the menu.
Well, you know, this is a new effort, and the process was not setting the agenda and getting materials out was not ideal. I mean, I preferred to see the reports before dealing with the agenda, because if I saw the reports first, I would be better able to structure the agenda and anticipate the time. But I was unable to get the reports. Some of them I didn't get until 8 o'clock last night when I could get Dropbox to work on my computer. So I think in the future, if we can work through an ability to review materials before we do the agenda, we'll have a better sense of how to make use of our time.
I think it
will be ambitious to both to have a more comprehensive report from Grafe about the community engagement aspects, to deal with the matter of case study comparables, and the engineering. I haven't seen the engineering report, so I cannot make a recommendation on an agenda that will fit the time until I see it. But John, I'll be hesitant to put more than one thing on, especially if we try to meet in the next 2 or 3 weeks. It's holidays, so should we aim for, what is it? Is there time in the third week in December? No? Are we beyond that already? It's not realistic. Should we be thinking about the first week of January? We going to head toward the first Wednesday in January? Is that a possibility?
Mr. Chair, can I make one comment? At least for me, I'm getting to the point where I think maybe we, for the community as a whole, too, we would consider referring meetings on a forward general or such, but I just would throw that out there maybe for the next one, you know, the first Wednesday of the month or something, maybe something to consider. It's just a lot easier for the public and everyone to understand what we're doing.
Well, maybe we can communicate with the especially the members who aren't here, who are the ones who you usually have to contact most about the next meeting dates, is the ones who are unable to make this one, that we do some sort of a Google, what are those polls, you know, Google or whatever it is, with some proposed dates, including the suggestion of a regular date that we can set for future meetings.
Shall we say
for now?
For Wednesday or last Wednesday.
Right, that would be a good.
I think that we met last Wednesday. It was the last Wednesday. This was the last Wednesday. So that's kind of
recurring. Do a recurring last Wednesday of every month.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get that proposed out as one of the recurring date times and see how many. Some people may have standing conflicts, and that may be why. But that's a good suggestion. That would be right. This, but to do that in December would mean between Christmas and New Year's.
It would be the 28th.
Yeah, the 28th. Yeah. How does the 28th of December set for people? Are people going away for the...
A lot of people travel out of town.
Yeah, I think we may need to make a modification for this next meeting to not be trying to get people here between Christmas and New Year's.
January 4th.
Let's tentatively set, we'll poll the rest of the members. January 4th for the next meeting, and we'll propose the fourth Wednesday of the month as the regular meeting time and see how people respond to that. And you can take action on a schedule at our January 4th meeting. Is there anything else to come before this body? No. I know I'm so weary that public comment I would listen, but I don't know if it would help. I guess I said that we would try to do that, but depending on the hour. Are there members of the public who would like to comment on what they've heard here and our suggestion on primarily our suggestion on how to move forward? Would be most helpful to us. There'll be lots more opportunities to get involved with the particulars. Does anyone wish to come forward?
Just as a courtesy, might we hear just a few words from Grape about where they think things are?
I think we should let this gentleman wait.
Go ahead.
Well, my previous question was a long time ago, so I'll find somebody to answer. But I'm John Stepping. I represent this area of the state legislature, and I'm a neighbor 10 blocks away. This gentleman's had his hand up actually a lot longer. I don't know his name, but I almost prefer I could defer to him. I don't even know if you acknowledge that people were raising their hands or if you knew that that was being done, which is part of your job. If you can't answer questions or interrupt your meeting agenda, or don't prefer to, that's one choice. But to not even know that somebody's waving their hand who is part of this community is a little bit kind of disrespectful, if you ask me. Your job, I thought this gentleman here was from Grape. one
from Greg.
Oh, you're from Greg. Well, who's this?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, you're with who?
The county.
So we went round and round with all due respect, okay, as a public official and member of the community, somebody who cares about this process moving forward in a positive and constructive way. You guys just, with all due respect, Mr. Chair, you spend a lot of time throwing out questions and question marks and variables to us as opposed to guiding us through the process of finding solutions. This gentleman here said that there's a contract and that there's money available and that there's a scope of what kinds of services can be done to help get through the study of comparables, to get through the study of options, to get through how you engage the community. And you didn't even know that this was all going to be coming up tonight. I mean, the rest of us just spent the last 3 hours of our life watching this thing kind of hobble around. Please get organized the next time you have a meeting, sir. I'll give the mic to this guy who seems to have more answers, and I think we can do better than this. I really do.
Excuse me, I don't know that I have more answers. I just wanted to, I think the issue got resolved that I wanted to raise, which is the kind of the community meetings which we had mentioned last time, which we put up on the schedule, were meetings that we had hoped to begin in the next few weeks. And before you just set your next meeting date, our understanding is that the next meeting date would be a couple of months out. And I just wanted to bring up the issue that would set the whole schedule back several months if we couldn't start having a couple of these so-called meetings in a box, which, notwithstanding your concerns, Bill, about getting, and Don, about getting the right people and the right information, which we all completely support, we also thought that in tandem to that, having one or two of these community meetings would actually serve your interests, although they, as you say, they may not have all the information. They have the new cost figures, they have some other figures, and to date, we have not been able to go to any general audiences, which we think is very, very important. Every time we've been to an audience, it's been like this: the people who are already invested in thinking about the domes. We wanted to go to some general audiences, and I was just hoping we could start that and not have to keep waiting. That's what I wanted to say.
Larry, I shared your interest and concern in getting going on it, and then we've just gotten into this, and we could just have to back off a little bit, get some more solid information to present at general meetings, and I think we'll have much more.
I think waiting for January 4th is just fine. We can do that.
We're not putting this off indefinitely. We're just trying to improve the product, have the presentation in the box have a little more focus to it that will have people go to a general meeting and come away a lot more satisfied than just having a general, maybe we'll do this, maybe we'll do that, what do you think? And I'm overstating it, you know, as I have a tendency to do, to make the point. Of course, we've already got a lot of specifics about what the options are, but I think we just go through these couple of steps, and a couple of months we'll be back on track in terms of more community engagement. I announced at the beginning of the meeting, if you were here, that the agenda item for public comment, and I explained to people, didn't I, that we would accept and welcome comment at the beginning of the agenda, and that we would not be recognizing people from the community during the meeting. We would do our work, and we would see that if we had time at the end of the meeting to again open up for another round of public comment about our agenda and the materials. And if you were here, you would have known that. But if you, I know,
I
it probably
here.
Wasn't.
I was here. You must have been saying.
Yeah. Or I don't always speak clearly about these things.
Yep.
But I just wanted to clarify that aspect of it. The rest of it, I don't think requires any comment. Thank you. Are we ready to adjourn?
Yes.
There's a motion to adjourn.
Yes.
All those in favor? I will not call for this position. We are adjourned. Thank you. Thank you for your patience.
Thanks,
Bill. This thing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know this was. Sandy, I'm sorry. That presentation is already part of the PowerPoint.
Yeah.
That I saw filed.
Okay,
thank
okay.
you. You're good.
That's
I don't need you to email me anything.
Yeah, it's okay.
Who did what? The second. I know Gerda did. Oh no, Bria. I don't know who the second was. We really don't move to adjourn either. The chairman just says adjourn.
Did you do it for the county board meeting, but not for regular meetings?
And this isn't even.
You guys do a lot of.